Britain has confirmed 26 cases of foot and mouth disease. That crisis and an earlier one created by mad cow disease called BSE have triggered criticism of the European Union's common agriculture policy. Yesterday, European parliamentarians fought the impression that not enough is being done to safeguard the public and compensate farmers. NPR's Julie McCarthy reports from Brussels.
Europe's elected representatives are caught in the unenviable position of lurching from a health crisis that has the potential to kill humans to one that, if it reaches Europe, could wipe out its export markets. The debate last night in the European Parliament revealed the emotions the twin disasters of mad cow and the new foot-and-mouth outbreak evoke. Germany's Uta Haug proposed nearly $1 billion additional dollars to compensate farmers for destroying their BSE-infected herds. That supplemental budget is set for approval today. Through an interpreter, she said the task of reviving the collapsed beef market is costly, both in political and economic terms.
€1 billion in order to destroy cattle that have been raised at great cost because they become uneconomical. This is very difficult to explain to taxpayers and to consumers, if you can explain it at all. Because there is one thing that is clear: however much money is involved in coping with the BSE crisis, it will not be enough in the course of the year. In fact, it's only a drop in the ocean.
For decades, Europe has pursued a common agricultural policy with the aim of producing ever lower prices and ever higher yields. There is an increasing number of parliamentarians who now question that approach because they believe it has compromised the animals' health and made Europe susceptible to disease. Others call that nonsense and say the current climate is not the time to tinker with an agricultural policy that served Europe for 30 years. Parliamentarian John Joseph McCartan of Ireland.
The truth is, the European consumer never had cheaper food and never had safer food. The evidence for that is in the longevity and the health of people, even in the poorest regions of this union and the poorest cities and towns. We don't see hungry children anymore.
The continued integration of Europe depends on how well it responds to such crises as BSE and foot and mouth disease. Parliamentarian Heidi Ruhle framed the issue in a way that resonates with her fellow representatives. The German Green Party member spoke through an interpreter.
We're suffering from a serious lack of credibility now. Elections are currently underway in many regions, and we're constantly confronted with this, the fact that people have lost trust in the authorities.
To date, the foot-and-mouth disease that has swept over the British farming community has not been confirmed in continental Europe. Only antibodies have been detected in some animals. The fear here arises from the accumulation of food scares, from dioxin in Belgium's chicken, to tainted bottles of Coca-Cola, to crippling cases of mad cow that jumped species. Now, a foot-and-mouth outbreak has once again produced images of mass slaughter in the British countryside. Britain has a bad reputation in Europe because it allowed the export of bone meal, knowing it carried a risk of spreading mad cow disease. But Dutch European parliamentarian Jan Mulder says it would be unfair to point the finger at them for a foot-and-mouth infection that scientists suspect is an Asian strain.
My suspicion is that it isn't something which has been illegally brought in from somewhere in Asia, but that could have happened anywhere in the world. That can happen tomorrow in the United States, that can happen in Australia, that can happen anywhere. So I don't blame the British for that.
Mulder says the Dutch and Germans have begun slaughtering herds suspected of contact with animals recently imported from Britain.
There's a sense of impending doom among the farmers in not only in the Netherlands, but I think all over Europe.
France is also slaughtering thousands of animals over the foot and mouth scare. And Paris is offering additional compensation to its BSE-stricken beef farmers beyond the EU agreed-upon levels. It may win the hearts of strapped French farmers, but it could also jeopardize the European Union's efforts to hold a common agricultural policy together. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Brussels.